Welcome, everybody. It is Tuesday, though it seems like it should be Friday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very pleased to have former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, host of Amicus Legal Brief, a fine program you can find on the Civic Media Radio Network at 9 a.m. on Saturdays with me in the guest co-host chair for the first hour of today's program. Welcome again, Jim.
Maggie, so good to be here once again to talk about those nice fine things that you and I love so much, and all that legal language and all the papers that are flying around in the studio there and here as well. Glad to join
you. A flurry of paperwork. But listen, folks, we'll break it all down for you crystal clear. Jim and I are going to be digging into what appears to be a Supreme Court flip-flop. We had those pretty remarkable oral arguments on Thursday of last week in a case that substantively is about whether or not Donald Trump can invoke the Alien Enemies Act to deport people. But the particular procedural posture was really about whether or not a district court can enter a nationwide injunction. We're going to dig into that a little bit more. Of course, then on Friday, the Supreme Court, in its shadow docket, which is this sort of special emergency appeal lane that the Supreme Court has, stepped in and said, while we're considering the merits of the question relating to the Alien Enemies Act, the president cannot use the Alien Enemies Act to deport anyone, and actually provided that temporary relief on a nationwide basis, which ends up begging the question about what was going on Thursday, Jim. And then yesterday, in what some advocates are calling the single largest mass illegalization event in U.S. history, the Supreme Court greenlit, again, in its little emergency appeal lane, not fully hearing the case on its merits, but on this interim basis, greenlit the revocation of temporary protected status from 350,000 people in the United States who today woke up and maybe are subject to deportation. We will discuss all of this. All of that action, this technical legal action happening with the in the forefront or the backdrop, depending on which way you're viewing things here, of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, testifying on Capitol Hill both late last week and going into this week in what I can say is simply a shocking display of ignorance at best, but at worst, a disdain for, I would call, two bedrock principles of every single democracy on Earth One. We're going to talk about that. We've got sound from those hearings. You're not going to want to go anywhere because, again, so much action then happening in the foreign policy landscape. We've got Marquette University Associate Professor of Political Science, Lowell Barrington. He's been on the show before. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock to help us understand the complete whipsaw that just happened in the Trump administration. Like, literally everything else that Donald Trump has been doing, whether it's on the economy, his deportation policies, or foreign policy, what he said a week ago ain't what he's saying today. What the heck is going on with Russia-Ukraine? Professor Barrington is going to help us understand. And last but certainly not least, our third incredibly special guest of the afternoon is just announced today. Civic Media, this fine program, has the exclusive interview with newly announced Supreme Court candidate Chris Taylor, current sitting appeals court judge Chris Taylor. We are so pleased to have Chris joining us this afternoon. This will be her first live interview after announcing her race for the Supreme Court. She's going to be facing off in 2026 against current sitting Justice Rebecca Bradley, who is literally my least favorite jurist in the entire state. We're going to discuss Chris's campaign, why she decided to throw her hat in the ring in what is to be and yet another incredibly contentious, highly politicized Supreme Court race.
Here we go again, right, Maggie? Here we go again.
Here we go again, it feels like. So much happening this afternoon. Jim, let's just jump in. I'm very confused with what might be going on in the Supreme Court's collective mind, right? Because as we set up in, as I set up in the intro, the debate yesterday, or excuse me, the debate yesterday, they all blended together.
It should be yesterday, this morning, and 10 minutes ago, all those things, right?
The arguments on Thursday before the court were whether or not a district court can grant nationwide relief in a way that provides constitutional protections or other relief to people who aren't parties to a lawsuit. Now, there's the old common law principle that courts decide the matter before them. But when you're dealing with questions of constitutional rights, of course, there are implications beyond the immediate parties because the courts are defining the interpretation of those constitutional rights. And if those rights attend to one, they attend to all in a very sort of logical way. The courts seem to be struggling with this, right? You and I discussed it a bit on Friday. But then late Friday, the court issues this emergency decision whereby on an interim, non-final basis, it itself gave national protections to all of these potential deportees and telling the Trump administration, no, you can't use the Alien Enemies Act to deport people. Jim, does this make any sense at all? What is going on here, my friend?
What is going on here? And yes, indeed, wouldn't you love to be a literal fly on the wall in these decisions? They do get together, plainly. You and I have talked about this before. Probably some horse dealing going on here, too, right? In major opinions, they do that all the time. We'll buy off this portion. I don't mean that in a bad sense, but we'll articulate our responses to this in this way and package it this way. And I think you hit on it. It probably is the Supreme Court on Friday getting increasingly with all of these judges that you have chronicled so well, all these judges saying, you know what? We're not at war. There's not an invasion. And basically looking at the text and saying, we are having a real problem with that. So stop that. Stop that. We'll get to it eventually, but we can't wrestle with that. Here, I think, again, yesterday, we've got, as you just indicated so well, we've got this, we've got a Biden-era program, right? And that's maybe the key here. It's the temporary protected status program. Joe Biden puts this in place so that he can basically ensure that these 350,000, again, Venezuelan immigrants have a place in the United States of America. And there you've got a situation where it's an initiative of the administration. That administration is no longer in place. I don't want to compare it to DACA, but it's one of those kinds of things that administration appropriately would say, we need to deal with this problem in some way. We're going to fashion some relief. It may not be statutory as the Alien Enemies Act is, but this is a package that'll get us through. And they're looking at that and they're saying, well, at least under this one, yes, you're right, Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Secretary, does in fact have the right to go ahead on this. We know, however, again, we've got Ed Chen, who is the federal district court judge in San Francisco, who, looking at this, nonetheless, here's his language. He says this is unauthorized by law. It's arbitrary and capricious. It's motivated by unconstitutional animus. He's talking there about Kristi Noem's rescission of what Joe Biden has done. And so you've got a very clear statement there from, again, one federal judge. And you've got the Supreme Court then saying, not so much. We'll let this happen.
So, and I just want to correct something. The case that the Supreme Court was hearing oral arguments on Thursday was not the Alien Enemies Act case. It's the birthright citizenship case. But again, these are related concepts, all having to do with the Trump administration's efforts at mass deportation. So if you're just joining us, I've got Jim Santel with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. We're dealing with the series of actions and arguments that have been before the Supreme Court literally in exactly the last three business days. So Thursday, Friday, and then yesterday, Monday. Thursday, the Supreme Court considering in the birthright citizenship challenge whether or not a district court can issue a nationwide injunction prohibiting the Trump administration from executing, administering, processing, acting on its executive order, seemingly undoing a bedrock constitutional right that has been interpreted to provide, again, the right of U.S. citizenship to anyone born on U.S. land. It has been interpreted that way consistently for 127 years. Four Supreme Court cases have held it to be so over those 127 years. And the executive branch of government under both Republican and Democratic presidents have always acted in accordance with that interpretation. That was Thursday. On Friday, the Supreme Court intervened in its emergency appeals lane. It's the special lane without deciding the matter in full, decided that the Trump administration cannot use the Alien Enemies Act to deport people from the United States because we are not at war and there is not an active invasion ongoing that is being conducted by a foreign governmental power, which I'll say, duh,
right,
too.
Right.
And then yesterday, seemingly in somewhat contrarian fashion to issues one and two, the Supreme Court, again in its emergency appeals lane, reversing a prior intermediate order or intermediary order that prohibited Kristi Noem from basically revoking temporary protective status from 350,000 people here in the United States. The key there in that case, maybe the linchpin of explanation, is that that was a technical unilateral extension of TPS that had been done by former DHS Secretary Alexander Mayorkas under the Biden administration. So potentially looking at that through more of an administrative law, administrative procedure lens. But again, we're trying to make sense of all of this. I will simply note this, Jim, when it comes to this most recent action by the Supreme Court. In addition to the language from Judge Chen, and that's a U.S. District Court that first considered this temporary protective status order, he also said this, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want us to be truly concerned about and to focus our minds on, because we're going to listen to some of the language from Secretary Noem when we come back. Here's what Judge Chen wrote. Quote, when he originally found that revocation of temporary protected status would be unconstitutional, here's what he wrote, quote, generalization of criminality to the Venezuelan temporary protective status population as a whole is baseless and smacks of racism predicated on generalized false stereotypes. Why is it okay for the government to deport people based on their race or their country of origin is the question fundamentally facing us as Americans. We're going to continue that discussion. 855-752-4842. Aren't we better than that?
We should be.
855-75-CIVIC. I say so too. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back with us.